We are going to have, along with several other states in the southeast part of the country and the District of Columbia, the Great Southeast Shakeout. One of the things we learned during the earthquake last August is that a lot of people around here, including some of us in the emergency management field, just really didn't know how to react to an earthquake. So we want to use this as a teaching moment and an opportunity to get people to understand what they should do in case of a hurricane, of an earthquake.
How do you teach for preparation for an earthquake?
Well, actually, it's very simple. One of the things, if you feel the earth move or your building starting to move, you should immediately drop to the ground and try and get under cover, a desk, a table, something else sturdy, and preferably away from a bookshelf or where things might fall. And if you can't get under something, crouch in a corner of a wall or of a room and cover yourself, cover your head and your neck with your arms.
Now, you're asking people to register for this event. How come?
Well, this is actually started by the folks that are running the exercise on the regional basis. And it's basically to try and get information out to people. A lot of the registration, if you will, is not being done by individuals. It's being done by school systems or businesses or whatnot. So they're actually registering for all the people who may be in the building or buildings that they deal with. So it's not all individual registrants, but groups are registering. And there are some families and individuals who are registering also. The idea is that they register, they can go to the website, they can look for safety tips, preparedness tips, beyond just the stop and drop and hold on aspect of it, but other things they can do to make their rooms or their buildings, you know, safer in an earthquake.
Where are you asking these people to be on Thursday morning?
Wherever they normally would be on Thursday morning. Some school systems are going to be doing this. We're not forcing them to, but we are certainly encouraging them if they can and if they can work it into the time frame to do these kind of drills in schools. Some of it's being done in businesses. Some of it's being done in offices, government offices, nonprofit offices, all sorts of places. But we don't want people to do anything other than what they would normally be doing because, quite frankly, whenever an earthquake hits, they likely will be doing what they normally would be doing at that time.
Why at 10:18 a.m.?
Well, actually, the organizers had matched that up with the date, 10:18, October 18th, and then 10:18 a.m. That's just what they picked at random. We're doing it at that time. A number of West Coast states are doing it at that time. But other parts of the country do it other times. For example, in the central part of the country near the so-called New Madrid Fault in the Missouri and Mississippi River area, they do theirs, I believe, in the springtime. So different areas do it at somewhat different times, but the southeast and a lot of the western states are doing theirs on Thursday.
How many Marylanders have registered, and how do you register?
So far, there are about a little less than 100,000 people have registered in Maryland. They can go to website www.shakeout.org, and shakeout, all one word, and then /southeast. And there's registration information there and information on what to do, how to participate, all sorts of information, anything people might want to know about the shakeout. And you can look up other organizations that are participating also.
Okay, anything else you want to add?
No, we're really excited about this. Earthquakes are something that obviously we didn't think about very much until August 23rd of last year, and we just think this is a time where people need to just have it in the back of their minds. We're not as susceptible as other parts of the country, but I think that was a wake-up call for many of us in the emergency management field in this part of the country.